hearing that the State Board of Education has been in contact with the school system with a contingency plan of some sort. We're still trying to pin that down. That would pay the teachers. Like I said, we're still trying to figure out exactly what that plan involves, but teachers seem a little more hopeful today than they did last night.
Well, let's start at the beginning, if we can. What's been happening, and how long has this financial problem been happening?
Well, it sort of depends on which financial problem you're asking about. Back in the early spring when they started developing the 2015-2016 budget, there were a lot of problems with that upcoming year's budget, and that's been ongoing for several months. And the school board chairman has resigned. The school superintendent resigned a couple of weeks ago over that. And now, in the past week, there's been a new wrinkle in that they've discovered a fairly large shortfall of funding in the current year's budget, the budget year that ends June 30th. It was about a $900,000 shortfall that no one can seem to explain. They've taken care of all but around $500,000 of that, and the Board of Supervisors for Grayson County has offered an additional $500,000 to help them cover that shortfall, but with some fairly strict conditions that involved the resignation of the school board and the assistant superintendent. So they met on that last night, school board met last night on that, and did not come to any conclusion. No one resigned, which means they did not meet the conditions that the county set for receiving the $500,000. And that's why teachers were saying, well, we're not getting paid, because without that $500,000, there wasn't going to be enough money to pay the teachers. So that's where the State Board of Education seems to have stepped in today, and that's the part of the story we're still pinning down.
Well, as these discrepancies come out about the large expenditures, were there any large expenditures that perhaps you investigated and saw happen over the past year or past several years?
There's nothing that stands out in our minds as being an unusually large expenditure. I mean, there's nothing we've seen. Some folks in the school system that have looked at the budget, some of the school board members have said that it involves payroll, salaries, that kind of thing that looked odd to them. But as far as exactly what they found, we have not been able to pin that down. An auditor met with the school finance director Monday and the new chairman of the school board, and they went over the budget, found some, what they said were some misappropriations of funds. I don't know if it's just bad bookkeeping or what.
So we're talking charges possibly could come out of this.
The county has asked for an investigation, which I'm not sure who would handle that. I know in other school districts the state has been involved with that. I guess it depends on what funds are misappropriated. If it's state funds, of course, the state would investigate, and that usually goes through the Virginia State Police. If it's federal funding, possibly the Board of Education would look at that.
What are parents saying about all this?
Parents are, for the most part, not happy. They're about as happy as the teachers are. There's a citizens group that formed a few months ago, Grayson County Citizens for Better Schools, and they've been very vocal at the public meetings. They actually, a couple of months ago, called for the superintendent's resignation, and he ultimately did resign. You know, they've called for other school administrators to step down as well.
So that may happen at a meeting tonight?
Tonight's meeting will involve appointing an interim administrator, an interim superintendent, until they can get through the process of hiring someone to replace the old superintendent who resigned. One of the county suggestions was going to the neighboring school systems of Galax and Carroll County and trying to get some help from their administration in the meantime. Someone even went so far as to suggest that, for instance, Galax's assistant superintendent could help Grayson out by being an interim superintendent. But we'll know tonight what plan they've come up with.